More than a million. What does that signify? Well, the 11 major league ballparks that were converted to mass vaccination centers in the offseason combined to pass a million total vaccination shots this week. The Oakland Coliseum and Marlins Park are planning to continue operating vaccination centers after opening day. We talk about how sports can aid and help society. Well, that's a great example. So well done to those 11 MLB facilities. Remember, baseball's regular season starts Thursday. This is your morning buzzcast for Friday, March 26. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. You made it to Friday. Let's get to some news that broke last night. Our John Aran first broke the news around 6:30. Jim Nance will remain at CBS Sports for many more years, despite reports over the last few months that Nance could be on the move. He signed a new deal to stay at the network for an undisclosed number of years. Nance and CBS Sports both declined to provide any specifics about the deal, including the contract's length or his new salary. Nance's current deal, which is believed to pay him about $6.5 million per year, was due to expire this spring. But Nance was very open. He said that he wanted to remain at CBS. He's 61 years old. He said he wanted to do the Masters until he was well into his 70s. It was pretty clear he wanted to remain at the network. The deal was, could the two sides agree on compensation? They apparently did. This was a big move for both CBS, Sean McManus, David Burson, and also Jim Nance's agent, Sandy Montag. And it's a smart move. And CBS continues a successful run that they've had recently. They renewed the NFL. They've reached a number of deals around soccer to build its portfolio around Paramount Plus. And now CBS keeps its top announcer in the fold with Jim Nance. Moving on, the New York Post today is reporting that Ari Emanuel is looking to buy the half of the UFC that Endeavor doesn't already own. Remember, Endeavor already owns more than 50% of the UFC, and Emanuel is reportedly looking to buy the remaining 49% as he looks to take Endeavor public. Also remember, Endeavor had a failed IPO attempt about a year and a half ago. But a new IPO attempt led by Morgan Stanley will likely be filed early next month, according to sources. Any buyout of the UFC would require Endeavor to reach deals with Silver Lake and KKR and others. They collectively own that other 49%, but we're going to want to keep an eye on the future ownership of the UFC. Let's shift to the NCAA men's basketball tournament because that continues with 8 games this weekend. But the focus in the media is still on how the NCAA treats its athletes. To that extent, NCAA President Mark Emmert, who is under more and more pressure on this issue, has hired an outside law firm, Kaplan, Hecker, and Fink, to review the gender equity issues related to its athletic championships. Remember, this came after numerous complaints that pointed out inequities in the facilities and amenities between the men's and women's basketball tournaments. Emmert, who is under more and more pressure, like I said, is trying to bring in more experts to study this. But again, I will say the amount of pressure on Mark Emmert continues to increase. I do think this storyline is going to be with us through the rest of the tournament. Remember when NASCAR released its schedule for this year and we talked about the new formats that NASCAR instituted? Well, one of them debuts this weekend, the Food City Dirt Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Insiders at the sport that I've talked to, they're very, very bullish on this race. They feel it takes NASCAR back to its roots. They think they have some very innovative components to the race. So the goal here is to provide something new and unique, which appeals to both hardcore fans, but they think that dirt racing could also attract new fans. They also think it's going to be really, really great on TV, very visually appealing. So we'll check it out Sunday, 3:30 on Fox. We'll have more on this dirt race from Bristol Motor Speedway next week on the Buzzcast. Staying with motorsports, I found this data point interesting. You know, we talk on the Buzzcast all the time about increasing fans in the youth demo. Well, a report from Nielsen Sports suggests that F1 is doing a good job attracting young fans. It also says that F1 could be on track to reach a billion fans globally by 2022. The Nielsen report cited a number of things that the F1 series is doing, including its show on Netflix, Drive to Survive. They're also very active in the esports space. But the bottom line is that Nielsen claims to have seen a noticeable increase in F1 interest among those 16 to 35 years old. So F1 loves that data point. They'll take those numbers. And again, we all know that every series and every sport out there is trying to draw fans in that demo. Apparently, F1 is doing some things that is working quite well. Let's move on because I want to give a shout out to the fans in Boston. After more than a year, fans were back at the TD Garden on Causeway Street last night for the first time. Like I said, in over a year, just over 2,000 fans saw the Bruins lose to the Islanders, and that's just over 12% capacity at the TD Garden. But again, the first pro sports event in Boston with a ticket-buying audience since the pandemic began. So again, we talk about signs of progress every day on the Buzzcast. That's another one. And speaking of Boston, I want to give a hat tip to longtime sportscaster Dick Stockton, who is retiring after 55 years. Stockton is 78 years old, and he said it was just feeling like the right time to retire. I personally grew up listening to Stockton. I grew up in Vermont. He called Red Sox games. He was also the voice of the NBA on CBS. Who could forget those 76ers-Celtics series, those great Celtics-Lakers NBA finals? Dick Stockton has a great voice. I always felt any game I listened to with Dick Stockton had a true pro calling it. He'll definitely be missed. And finally, I'll end the Buzzcast with this. If you have some time, try to watch Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert's interview on CBS This Morning. It ran yesterday. It's available online. It was one of the first interviews Dan Gilbert has done since suffering a stroke in May of 2019. You know, he looks good. He sounds good. Gilbert said he's feeling good. He says he's getting better. But he did say, it's like an inch a day. It's a marathon coming back from a stroke. Gilbert and his wife also announced an investment, a massive investment, of $500 million in the city of Detroit over the next 10 years. That's on behalf of the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund. We all know what Dan Gilbert has done for his home city of Detroit. That continues with this massive, massive investment, and good for him. You know, I've always enjoyed my time with Dan Gilbert, always enjoyed my experiences with him. It was good to see him. It was good to hear his voice. And I continue to wish him the best in his recovery. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, March 26th. Again, we made it to Friday. Hope everybody enjoys the NCAA action this weekend. And we are closer to the start of Major League Baseball's opening day. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great weekend. Stay smart, stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll talk to you on Monday.